You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
Yeah, welcome. I'm Braden. That's all. Co-conspirators.
The co-conspirators. Yeah. Better late than never.
Yeah, holy. What a week, man. There's nothing like relaunching a podcast on top of having twins, and you got fucking meetings with the private school, elite private schools.
Elite private schools that cost a fortune that we're not going to.
You went there for the sandwiches.
There wasn't even sandwiches, dude. There was bubbly water.
Oh, Bublis? Did you pocket a... I would have pocketed a whole shitload of Bublis. I love doing that.
Pocket them? Bring a bag?
Dude. Oh, yeah, 100%. If it's not like a party, if this is some sort of open house, dude, I'm fucking...
Don't mind if I do. Up. Just open
yeah,
them.
Yeah, phone lines are open. If you want to call, we can try it out. 1-2-3-6-9-7-0-8-5-0-5... Completely unhinged this week. We had nothing planned. Everything fell apart this week, as you know it does every now and then. We knew we were gonna be Andrew saving lives, so it's gonna be more free flow unless there's all four of us. Zell, have you ever heard of the name Cowboy K2?
Cowboy K2? No, I feel like I should have.
I would be surprised if you have. Have you ever seen one of these fucking doughboys that's just like? He's like childish fat. Like they're like childish fat. And you're like, not sure if their age is like, you wouldn't be surprised if they were 24, but you also wouldn't be surprised if they were 52.
Yeah.
You're just like, I don't know what's going on. They're like so round. They don't have any wrinkles, but you're like, So there's this guy, Cowboy K2. And I saw one of his reels like popped up for me, and it's just like big dude, big round dude. You know, piercing blue eyes,
I'm looking
clean cut, wearing a nice outfit, I'm like a cowboy right hat. Now. Yeah, and he goes like, the first one I watch is like, hey, listen, you know, next time it's raining, you should grab your spouse and you should go out in the rain and dance in the rain and you know, be adventurous and like spice things up. You've been, you know, sitting around too long and, you know, I'm sure your spouse would love that. And then he like does a weird smile and wink at the camera and I was like, all right. Well, I obviously need a lot of relationship tips. So I was like, all right, I'm clicking on his page. the very next reel that I see, it goes, hey, it's suck it off Sunday. So he's like, grab your spouse and choose which one of you is going to be the getting sucked off. And then he winked at the camera. I was like, what the fuck, dude? What is this guy's content? It's insane. And he's just creepily like looking at the camera, like wearing like a plaid shirt, being like, just go to town on whoever's turn it is.
This guy's more popular than us.
Yeah, dude, way more popular, dude. Giving relationship tips like that. I was like, oh my God, dude. He goes, he does that. So then I went down a rabbit hole. He does one where he goes, it's Tuesday. You know what that means? Grab your spouse, throw her up on the table and let her know it's Taco Tuesday. If you know what I mean, wink. And I was like, oh my God, dude. I was like, this guy is living my life from now on. This is, things are only improving in the renter household ever since I listened to Cowboy K2.
He sounds like the perfect advice to listen to.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
So how old is he though?
I have no idea, dude. Look at it. Look at his face.
He looks like he's 50. 45, 50.
But if he was like, I'm 32, would you be, he's one of those like, he's got that look, you know what I mean? Where you're like, yeah, okay, I guess so. It's weird. It's a weird look, dude. But it's so weird. Like, is that like a creepy old guy thing to do? Is like, you know what I mean? Like,
give weird relationship advice.
Dude, this is what I wanted to theorize to start with, is like, what fucking makes a man, like, let's say he's in his 50s, be like, you know what? I'm going to start a social media channel. And the first thing I'm going to do is dress up real nice. And I'm going to say that you should suck each other off on Sunday. Like, that's the first thing you have post. Like, imagine if that was your dad, dude. And your dad was just like, like, you know what I mean? You get a fucking reel of James, be like, hey, everybody, listen up. Make sure to grab your wife and let her know it's Taco Tuesday. But you're not going for tacos. Whip, huge wink. You'd be like, whoa, what the fuck? And gouge up my own eyes. Like, this guy's got to be single, no kids. There's no way anyone with a family's doing
this. You got to be wild to get noticed. So
yeah, but dude, that's so wild, because I'm like, if that guy's a stand-up comedian or doing skits, sure. You know what I mean? That's funny. But he's not. There's no skits. That's his shtick. And I'm like,
oh, he's got a cameo.
Does he? Oh my God. Should we get him to give her wife some
4183. Book a personal video for 4183 Canadian.
Oh, it's the dude. It is.
Why
aren't
we on Cameo? What are we doing?
Oh, should we? We've been doing it for free all this time.
Just do it. Cameos are free.
Can you be my boy? Give my boyfriend a shout out.
He's got 36 5-star reviews. This guy rules.
Yeah. Oh, Cowboy K2, dude. I liked and subscribed 100%. The other one that I was, should we get into a little Kirk stuff going on here?
Charlie Kirk?
Yeah.
But nothing to see there.
No, official narrative. I don't know what to believe anymore with what's happening.
We're just buttoned up real quick. Found the gun in the bushes. Seen the guy jump off the roof. Bada, bada,
with
bing.
No gun. Hold on. So first off, you see a guy jump off roof with no gun. No gun.
No,
so either
no.
He put it down his pants.
I thought he had it in his backpack. Isn't what they said?
Yeah, disassembled.
Impossible.
Right? Yeah, like I think that's been proven that like
let's,
that
let's
type
get
of
into
World
this
War
is co-conspirators. Let's fucking go.
Yeah.
We'll do a full case with the boys.
Let's get canceled. It was Mossad agents. There's a lapel mic.
Dude, so the story is, what's this guy, Tyler Robinson?
Yeah.
He's been plotting this, blah, blah, blah. He climbs up. He somehow gets access to the roof, right, of a building.
Yeah.
Think about this is, I've heard 140 meters. I've heard 200 meters. So let's split the difference.
None of it's impressive. First off.
Let's split the difference. It's 150, 160 meters.
Yeah. Anyone, like people have told us, been like, that's a professional shot. I'm like, it is not. It is not a professional shot at all.
Yeah, if we go with the main story. He waits for the moment. He takes the shot, hits him in the neck. I mean, everyone's seen the videos. It's fucking horrible.
Terrible.
It sucks.
Yeah.
Like that guy, he's dead before he hit the ground. There's no doubt about it. So yeah, the distance of the shot, makeable. Anyone who shot a few times with a scope that's zeroed in, more or less. I think he pulled the shot though. If it was him, He was aiming center mass.
That would make more sense.
Like he's aiming like upper chest and, next, and it kind of was like pulled it up 8-10 inches to the right or something.
Yeah. Well, and a right-handed shot, that is the natural
pull.
You would pull is right and up.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah.
And my only personal experience with that type of shot, the only moose I ever shot should have been a dead easy shot. It was about 100 meters away. We were just driving the truck. I was like, oh shit, we've been hiking all day. We find that we're driving the truck. There's the moose. I pop out, quickly load the round. Boom, shoot. Giant moose. Huge. Yeah. Missed. Hit him in the neck. Killed him instantly. Got lucky.
Nice.
Like, nice. I wasn't aiming for the neck, but I hit him in the neck.
It's like the official narrative. And this is coming, so it's like, he takes a shot. Within 3 minutes, you see him jumping off the roof. And the gun is apparently disassembled, except it's a World War II.
I thought it was 42 seconds or something.
Was it 42? I heard 3 minutes. Either way, you're not disassembling that gun. From what I've seen online, it's a World War II gun. It's his grandfather's gun. It's not like...
It's a 30-odd six from World War II.
Yeah, it's quick. It's not like nothing is just quick release. It's you need tools. So let's just go with the official narrative. He disassembles. He takes a shot, yells, got him, sits on the roof in the same position, disassembling the rifle. Because if you recall, there's other shots of him like running on the roof afterwards that people kind of got on like in background shots and there's no gun in hand. So he does this so quick, just like unbelievably quick. Throws it in his backpack, runs, leaps off the roof, busts up his legs a little bit because he's limping. It's a big drop, man.
It's like 14 feet.
Yeah, it was. He's seen on like Ring Bell cams and stuff walking through neighborhoods. Then I believe the narrative is that at this point, he gets to the woods and he goes, okay, I got the rifle I shot. I should stash it.
Right here in the woods that are across the street from the...
And you know what? I don't want to lose any pieces. So I better put it back together real quick.
Was it back together in the woods?
That's what I had heard, is that he reassembled it in the woods. So then I'm like, okay, so reassembled the weapon and then threw it in the bush and then goes, okay, you know what? I could really go for a blizzard, like an Oreo cheesecake blizzard. They're out right now, the seasonal. Or like they probably got a pumpkin spice out like the season. I wonder what the seasonal blizzards are at Dairy Queen. Where is the nearest Dairy Queen? He's like, okay, well, it's like 60 minutes away. He gets in his car. He drives to Dairy Queen. And he's seen on Dairy Queen security cameras fucking chowing down on a blizzard like 16 minutes later.
Okay, so let's a little mainstream news. ABC. We're going on ABC. He's got a timeline for us.
Yeah.
The guy gets to school at 8:30. He lingers around till 12. He changes clothes in there somehow. Where's the gun in this whole time? No one knows. He gets on the roof, assembles the gun, shoots, disassembles the gun, jumps off the roof, reassembles the gun in the woods.
Yeah, and stashes it.
So at 12:23 MT, you're Utah, right? So mountain time here. 12:23 shoots. 12:36. That's when all the tweets start happening. Blah, blah, blah. 12:52. The police are out investigating. 12:59. 2:22 p.m. same day. This is where it gets crazy because originally they said they had a suspect and it was that old man who said, I did it. Yeah, I shot him. Shoot me.
Yeah, threw his pants down.
Dropped his pants for some reason.
Yeah.
And the story I keep hearing is this guy's been at numerous. He's at Boston bombing. He's been at other events of mass chaos.
I don't know the legitimate. I've heard that too, but
yeah, I don't know. I haven't really.
I don't know the legitimacy of that. I mean, I don't know if that's like YouTube, you know, Facebook meme information or not. But yeah, I mean, very odd, like odd behavior, for anyone whether or not you like the guy or not, where you're like, hey, I did it. Kill me. You know, well, like that is a fucking insane thing to do in a crowd.
Yeah.
Because like a gun was shot. Like you could have been killed by yelling that.
Right. And Cash Patel, he says that they had someone in custody so that people are like, oh, they had someone. They released this guy. Wasn't the guy. So he at 7:19 next day, they announced press conference to say that we recovered what is believed to be the weapon, a high-powered bolt-action rifle. Weapon was found in a wooded area where the shooter had fled, and the FBI will analyze the weapons. So it doesn't. So they found footprint impressions, a palm print, forearm prints, and then they later said it was an older model, imported Mauser 30-06 caliber bolt-action rifle. 30-06, not the most powerful rifle, but it's got some fucking stopping power.
It's a great all-around hunting rifle.
Shoot pretty much everything with the right shot.
Yeah.
This is when they released the images of the suspected shooter, which then are proceeded to be doctored by the internet to make it look like just like another guy who argued Charlie Kirk at a prior rally.
Yeah, I saw that.
But this is not... That's the problem with today's age of AI. You can do anything... Anyone could grab that photo, put it in an AI generator and go make it look like this other guy who I screenshotted. And it goes, okay. Bloop. And then you put that on the internet. So same day, they offered the reward, September 12th. Still not found. September 12th is found. Announced that Robinson is in custody and believed to be the person who shot Kirk. This whole time, he's actually never publicly confessed, has he?
No, I haven't heard anything. I've heard he's lawyered up. And it's like, I heard rumor that it's like the dad turned him in.
That's what I heard. The dad. And he, though there's this text messages, but he was texting his.
Yeah, okay.
He was texting his gay lover.
His gay trans minority immigrant boyfriend. I was like, I've never seen so many labels get slapped on a person so quickly. I was like, this poor guy who has. You know, as far as we know, no involvement in this is now like the focal point of this. People are like, he's gone missing. I was like, yeah, dude, yeah, any one of us, if you were in this person's shoes, you're like, I cannot stay here. I'm going to get murdered. I imagine this guy was getting doxxed, but like the messages, you can read the text messages. I mean, gold for investigators because it literally. Like it just paints the perfect picture of exactly who needs a confession. You know what I mean? It's like you text every kind of information that you could possibly want. That like anyone in this day and age knows that you were good. Like the police are going to get a hold of these things.
Immediately, you're going to just text.
Yeah.
Admission of guilt texts. This is why I did it. Blah blah blah.
He's like, yeah, they grabbed this old dude and why'd I do it? Yeah. He's like, I've had enough like of his hatred. Some hate can't be negotiated out. If I'm able to grab my rifle on scene, I will have left no evidence. Why leave it? You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, I mean, all this stuff, we got to do a deep dive on it, but at surface level, because you just shot a guy. You've never shot anyone before. That adrenaline surge post-shot, like you killed someone, and then you're going to have the nerve to take apart your gun, stuff it somehow in your backpack and your pants. Because people have analyzed his backpack, analyzed the gun, and you're like, tough to get in there.
The one I saw was that he put it in his shirt and then down his leg. But I was like, that makes the jump off the roof real hard. Have you ever tried to stiff leg a 10-foot drop?
That's what I mean. So some people think he put like maybe the barrel in his pants and the other part in the backpack. Because people have analyzed that backpack, measured the gun and be like, doesn't fit. And then you had a Marine sniper take apart the gun. It took him like a minute. He's like, this type of gun, they're not made to just snap apart. Like you need the Allen key or the hex key, and you need a wrench, and you got to like slowly twist it apart.
I mean,
take it apart.
to be devil's advocate, do you loosen all the bolts knowing that's your plan and then hope the gun fires true? You know what I mean? Like, where it's like, everything's just loose. I got one
maybe
shot.
That's why you missed.
Hey, listen, the what's with the tagging your casings? I was like, it's the insane thing is, I'm like, it's like these, well, first off, the one, I mean, in if there's, he, listen, I love a humor, and when the press conference where he's like reading what the bullet said, and it said, this one said, if you're reading this, you're gay. I was like, okay.
Kind of funny.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. Tragedy, not funny. Having the FBI have to read that, a little funny. But
what else?
It's like, yeah, why? Why even put it out?
There's another one like Die Fascist, and like another.
Or Catch Fascist.
And
like, then there's some like weird, like.
Where are all the shells? Like, one shot, so where the rest of the shells were found? You just did.
In the gun, I guess?
I guess.
In the gun? Right?
So, I mean, the information's not really come out. It's kind of, it's been tight-lipped. There's an initial investigation. They're like, yep, got him. He's in custody, so no one can interview him. There's no, he's being under investigation for capital murder, right? Is he going to be executed if found guilty? They're trying to do that at least. So the whole thing, and they're like, and then people are, I've seen videos of like acoustic analysis, and they all converge on one point, which had been to the right of Charlie Kirk. But I'm like, when you watch the video, like when the first videos were like the
back and to the left, baby.
Well, he kind of went that, and then he fell over, but he didn't really move actually when he got hit. Like he didn't like fly. People are like, oh, he would have flown backwards if it's a 30-06. Like, no, that's not how it works. It's got piercing power. So some people say it came back, and they some videos show like a little like bloop of blood on the backside, like the back right of his neck, and they say that's the exit wound. I'm like, I don't think so. They're like, it's a lower caliber rifle, maybe like an air powered rifle from close range. This guy in the crowd shot him. I was like,
the lapel, dude. And then there's people like standing like, you know, grabs a, they're like, this guy is, he's signaling to the shooter to take the shot. And I was like, I mean,
they're definitely doing hand signals, but they're security. Yeah. They're probably communicating, tapping the hat, touch.
Is it true that he had Israeli security?
I keep hearing that. I have no idea.
Right.
They didn't, it's hard to tell. Do they look Israeli? I have no idea. Like, you can't just tell.
I don't know.
Like a lot of Israeli guys just look white. So like, I don't know.
But dude, there was the other one with a video of the guy's like standing in the crowd, like facing me, and does something with his palm. And people are like, he's got a palm gun and he's shooting it. I was like, dude,
under his arm, to shoot a palm.
Listen, anyone who comes to me, I fielded so many texts about this stupid palm gun. And I went, first off, if anyone's ever shot a pistol, pistols are fucking so hard to shoot. They, like, if you don't know your proper grips and stuff, they twist in your hand, they kick back. Like, even like a 9mm, like, you're like, if you don't have any training, like, you are probably going to miss what you're shooting at. Like, even at a close range, it's going to kick in your hand. You're going to get nervous. Your trigger pull is going to pull it off. Like, for this guy, you're saying that a guy has a palm and just no scopes it from like, it shoots it from the hip? Nah, come on, man. I'm like, that's insane.
Yeah.
That's an insane.
Yeah, so there's lots, like, there's lots of weird videos shot. Like that of like the guy from the back from the right. I'm like, I don't really see it, at least on what I've seen. And the stuff I have seen, I'm like, I can't even tell if this is a real video now. It's been out too long. The one that I've seen that makes the most sense, if I'm going with he is the shooter on the roof, or someone shot him from that general direction. There's a video, if you zoom in, because the angle comes down. This guy's like 60 feet above Charlie Kirk shooting. He's shooting from three stories up, down like two stories into like that amphitheater. There's a video of the bullet, or what it looks like, a bullet hitting his collarbone and deflecting a little bit. Kind of what it looked like. And so if it does hit your collarbone, it deflects a little bit, then it hits your neck, then it hits your spine. And now the autopsy, they say the bullet came in, hit a bunch of his vertebrae, and was found like down in his back. Because if there was an exit wound from the front, he had a white banner behind him. There's no way.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
There's no way you would have seen.
Oh, yeah. Blood splatter, baby.
Brutal.
Yeah.
So I've like, and a lot of people say, oh, it's a 30-06. It's going to smash through everything.
Mm, no.
Maybe most of the time, but bullets do weird things. You hit bone, they turn, yeah, they twist, they deform.
Sometimes they hit. Like a person in a back seat
and go front through, seat,
come out their hand, do a 180,
spin around,
come and hit. They're magic, man. Once they hit something, it's just who knows what they're gonna do. But it's dude, the wait, amount
what
of ammo? Stuff.
What type of bullet? It's hollow point, full metal jacket. Like what is it? Like a fragmentation? I've heard like a fragmentation, like it actually hit and it's meant to frag. Like there's so many different things that are not. Public.
I guess like for me, I never even considered that because like we live in Canada. So it's like, I mean, you can't really, there's only so many bullets you can get. You know what I mean? But I guess in the States, it's like you have free range for fucking.
Well, because everything we have here is meant for hunting. So they mushroom on impact, right? To do.
Yeah.
So if it's a full metal jacket, if it was a full metal jacket, I think it would have went
right through.
There'd been no stopping it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then a lot of people say like, oh, that's an old gun. So like the muzzle velocity, maybe like the bore of the rifle wasn't perfect anymore. It wasn't shooting at full. Like there's lots of these variables we don't really know. Like you shot with this old gun, had so many shots. Maybe it's not shooting at the, you know, 2,500 feet per second. Maybe it's shooting a little less. What type of bullet, like what grain of bullet, like how, like we don't know all these variables. So like from the right, like some secret, like suppressor sniper rifle from the right. There's like some bushes. Like it's from right there. You see the flash. I don't know.
But the thing for me with like, when you get in these weird ones where it's like, there's a different, oh, there's a little gap under the stairs. You see something that's a sniper. I was like, you still have that kid on the roof.
He's on the roof. He's part
the
of the
kid's on the roof.
He's part of the plan. Was he a patsy?
Yeah. Right. Does he take the shot? Like the problem is like you have that kid on the roof. So whether or not like, is there a gun up there for him? Is there no gun? Like, how deep does this go? Then why does he run away? Like he could just, if there was no gun, he could just stand there and be like, I don't have a gun. You know what I mean? There's so many things, but I'm like, you have to put a gun in that kid's hand because he jumps off the roof in panic. Right? Like he doesn't.
Yeah, like the other one that's gotten the most traction is because there is a video of that one guy and like he's like in the brown vest and he touches his collar and squeezes almost like a radio, but there's no radio there, like a little. And as soon as he squeezes, the bullet hits. And yeah, so people zoom in on the pal. They're like, it was a, like the Israeli pagers that blew up and the projectile shot across his neck and then up and in. And I'm like, because you see like the shockwave, like you see his shirt, like
it's a it's a bigger bullet than what,
because bullets are supersonic, right? They're going faster than the speed of sound. They do come with a shockwave, so I can see like a bullet puffing out your shirt like that, maybe. But I don't know. I mean, listen, if you're Mossad, these guys don't fuck around. If they want you dead, they're probably not doing it in a public space. They're going to, you're dead on, your brakes fail, your point, like something else. Why, yeah, why public? See,
that's my thing. Well, it's like, or you're infiltrating, you know, maybe if it is you're infiltrating these Discord or Reddit groups and Reddit communities, and you're trying to put this into the hands, like this idea into the hands of,
sure,
you know, people that are willing, you know, like, or are susceptible to be like, yeah, I should do this. Because it's like, dude, I don't understand. I guess it's just mental health. And that's why it's like you're a 22-year-old kid at college and you're like, you know what? I'm going to kill someone.
I'm going to kill this guy who I don't like.
Yeah.
Because he talks. I don't like. He doesn't say stuff I like. I'm going to shoot him.
It's such a weird thing to like all of a sudden I feel like that kid would have precursors of been like, yeah, he used to try to attack bullies at school with knives. Like he gets really mad.
I mean, a lot of like these mass shootings are people on like medication, mental illness, but they're mass shoot. Like there's not targeted. It's just like, I'm going to just shoot these people
and then kill myself
Or get killed by security or whatever. So, and then the other theory that you have to, especially in today's day and age, I don't believe anything. there's the pictures of like on his, it shows up like a photo of him in his bedroom, and on the screen it has like an, the island, like the Valhalla Island or whatever. And they're like,
yeah,
oh,
that's, I saw that.
That's an FBI, witness protection island, blah, blah, blah. So he's, they're sending him there, and Charlie Kirk's not dead. It was a stunt double.
Like, well, and then Cashbitch tell who says like, we'll see you in Valhalla, brother.
Yeah. And so there's all these like weird stuff like that.
Yeah, that, that's weird. That was a weird thing to say.
I mean, he's not, I mean, he's not a Viking. He's not following Norse mythology.
Neither is Cash Patel. That's what I mean. So I was like, all right.
So, and because obviously this event, listen,
we'll dine with Odin.
Charlie Kirk. I mean, I kind of knew who he was before this. I didn't realize he had like such a following. I had no idea. I didn't realize he had this huge, massive following. All of a sudden, it like the whole world erupted in this vigil of Charlie Kirk. Which makes me think, like, all right, if you go with the conspiracy of this was like a pre-planned event to like spark some type of controversy to whatever it is to bring something in, maybe. Because it did. I've never, I mean, since when was the last like a public assassination of like a civilian that like united the world like that? Well, not united, but like caused such, like such a response? Was it like Martin Luther King? Like what? Like we've had like, yeah, JFK, you've had other assassinations, but usually it's political, some type of leader. Charlie Kirk just fucking talk shit at college campuses.
Have you seen the link between the Nick Cage film, Snake Eyes?
Oh, I did. Yeah. The guy's shooter was like Tyler Robertson or something, right?
So yeah. So the character who gets shot during the box match, shot in the neck, is Charles Kirkland.
Charles. Right.
Right. Pretty close. Shot in the neck. The assassination was like public. You know, I saw on social media, I did a little deep, I did notes. Everyone was like, it both happened on September 10th. It both happened in September. Okay. In Snake Eyes, the assassination was September 19th. The film involved a boxer named Lincoln Tyler, and people are like, "Well, that Tyler, you know what I mean, you Tyler, that's the same one." And this plot of Snake Eyes like goes around, you know, the plot of an assassination. But the thing is, like, people, I've seen so many videos of people like putting this to like conspiracy. Like, did you know? His name was also Charles Kirkland. Right. But I'm like, but then you pull these like super loosely linked. It's like his boxer was named Lincoln Tyler and it was at Robinson Arena. Tyler Robinson. I'm like, well, I mean, I will admit, hey, little strange.
Strange.
But I was like, strange, but I was just like, anything other than like, you know, coincidence on that one. I was like, I don't know. I don't know if you can link the, you know, that was a fucking precursor. You know what else though? We put into the ether fucking,
All right. This episode of Alien Theorist Theorizing is sponsored again by our good friends at Mood.com. Mood is an online cannabis company that's revolutionizing how we deal with life's challenges, from sleepless nights to stress-filled days, podcasts, research, and anything in between. Mood.com has created an entire line of functional gummies that target specific health concerns with 100% federally legal THC blends, and they'll deliver them discreetly right to your doorstep. You can get 20% off your first order at Mood.com with promo code ALIEN. We've tried their gummies and each one has a different feel. The Sleepy Time gummies are my personal favorite and knock me out in 15 minutes flat. No hangovers, no grogginess. And their Epic Euphoria gummies? Perfect blend for those days when nothing's going right and you just need to hit the reset button. You're not just going to find gummies like this in a dispensary or anywhere for that matter. Best of all, Mood stands behind everything with an industry-leading 100-day satisfaction guarantee. So Mood.com, to get those functional support gummies, find the perfect gummy for whatever you're dealing with. And remember to use the promo code ALIEN at checkout to save 20% off your first order. All right, back to theorizing.
Paranormal Contractors?
Something to steal it?
Yeah, fucking Most Haunted House.
Those Fox, dude. They
right? Isn't that insane?
It's probably that guy John who tried to give us that show that one time. Is still listening, stealing our ideas.
He's like, these guys are just a fucking they're wealth gold mine, of gold. Dude. He's like, it's insane. All ideas, no action. He's 100%. Like, he's just their fucking energy poaching off us. I couldn't believe it. Someone sent it to me, and I had to look it up, and I was like, motherfuckers. We fucking, we made that. We yelled copyright. I don't know how this isn't working. Yeah,
when did we
talk
about that? Like 6 months ago?
Yeah, quite a while ago.
I mean, you can make those reality shows pretty fast.
Oh, yeah.
Right? They don't, it's not like a movie. Nothing. It takes like 2 years production, all that. And like they crank those babies out. So they stole it for sure. Anyone's a lawyer, do we have a case? Can we fucking?
there's no way we have a case.
Put it in the public.
Have you been keeping track of the AI Atlas stuff going on?
Now, isn't there three of them now?
Yeah, they're saying in like NASA and China both have had, like, apparently have had rovers, like, kind of out near Mars that were positioned to take pictures of this thing. And it's been, like, 6 or 7 days, maybe five. I don't quote me on the days. But it's, like, radio silent from both China and NASA on the object. And they should have had photos of it. Now that people are saying NASA's being like, well, it's because of the government shutdown. So, and I was like, what? What does that mean? I was like, you took time to make that fucking press release saying that we can't release anything because of the shutdown. You would have think, like, how hard is it to attach photo to tweet? You know what I mean? But it's not that difficult, people.
Like, now they're saying that this fucking thing has come from, like, a time of the galaxy's oldest formation. So how is this thing flying across the galaxy and just keeps escaping other, and this ends up here? Like, it escapes other solar systems, other stars. It's
other suns. And like, think about how small our sun is comparison.
Tiny.
To well,
I
other
mean, I guess ours is like an average
there.
Sun, but there's like huge motherfuckers out there.
What? It's just a remnant. It hasn't hit anything. You know what I mean? It's just still fucking.
Yeah, you think it would be captured and eventually hit a planet, a sun, something.
Well, if you've ever seen those models of like how solar systems like came to be at the beginning, it would be utter chaos of just constant collisions and stuff smashing into each other until there's like a uniformity of everything spinning, whether or not, you know, all the same way or different directions, but where it's like everything no longer hits each other because they're perfectly pushed away and that like uniformity then stays. And it's like this thing has just gone for billions of years just being like threading the fucking needle,
dude. It is
a galaxy.
It has set a record that we've measured now for interstellar speed at 210,000 kilometers an hour,
dude. It is fucking
humming, dude.
Humming. That's insane.
Something going that fast, I mean, it's pretty big. Like, what is it between like 3 and 7 miles now, they think it is.
Yeah.
So 4.8 to 11 kilometers wide going at 210,000 kilometers an hour would just like obliterate a planet.
Oh, yeah, right through it. Maybe that's the thing is it's just
fucking, just keeps going.
Just crushes stuff. But it'll be interesting because it's like, what is it? Into this month, it goes behind the sun. And so people are... The theories going wild online were like, it's not coming out the other side. It's going to stop in our blinds, in the blind spot.
Close approach to Mars on Friday, October 3rd. So it's already happened. And now closest part to the sun, closest swoop, they call it, the swoop past the sun on October 30th. This is on livescience.com. Go check it out. Cool. Fuck, man, aliens craft, dude, humming.
Well, you look at all the, and people point out like all these billionaires, and I will say it is a little concerning to me too, all these billionaires.
The bunkers.
Fucking bunkers, dude.
Insane.
I don't know what,
bunkers.
Right? What is going on? What do they know that they have had to, that all these fucking billionaires are building these super bunkers all over the world?
Like a lot of them are building in New Zealand, I think.
Right? New Zealand and Hawaii, like Oprah and fucking Mark Zuckerberg, theirs are in Hawaii, like huge, huge fucking.
Well, I mean, if you go back, there was this book you had to read in high school. I don't know if you read it. It was called the Chrysalids.
Ooh.
And it was about like a nuclear war. And it was like New Zealand and Newfoundland, Canada, were like the two last bastions of humanity. Just the location, where they're positioned on the earth. If the bombs dropped in all the major cities, those would be like the last bastions of fucking humanity.
What a waste of money if there's not anything going on. You know what I mean? Like,
and then if you ask AI, though, it says the evidence is scarce if people are actually building. But there's definitely a few. I think Zuckerberg has one that's been publicly declared. This huge fucking bunker, dude. Huge. Like $100 million bunker.
Dude, they've been tunneling out of the Denver airport underneath for fucking who knows how long.
Why do you think Elon Musk has got the boring company? Just living underground.
No, dude. Everything that guy does is
to take over a planet.
Strategically aimed to move and take over Mars. The boring company is so he can dig holes on Mars. That's what he's
just
planning.
Testing all his tech
he's
here.
Testing all the Mars stuff here. The automatons or whatever, the automatons.
The bots.
They're gonna have to do the work, like the heavy lifting, the rockets, like everything, the electricity, because you're not sure if there's gonna be resources there. Everything he's doing, every single business and every single thing he's in and involved in is all put together is about colonizing Mars.
Imagine that is the grand conspiracy, that there's a small group of elites that just know it's over. Like the big one's coming. Like everyone, because we always say it's a.
It is also concerning that, you know, if you think about in history, we all of a sudden are getting these interstellar objects, like two, we've only ever had three. And it's all recently. It's like, is this the beginning of like a barrage?
Like, yeah, we talk about, well, we have like our solar system, like asteroid belt that we've ripped through, right? The Perseide and the Taurid and like all these other meteor showers. But there's actually a bigger one that comes from outside. This fucking all obliterates.
These interstellar objects that just like are just missiles just coming. Right. And it's like, these first two are the first, but now that we're looking, we're like, fuck. Like, our solar system's going to be fucking wiped.
What's the one? Because it's in 2030. They always, it's a Apophis, right?
Yeah.
And it has like, they're like, oh, it's only a 1.5% chance that'll hit Earth, but it's a 10% chance or whatever that'll become between the Earth and the moon. You're like, well, that's a little too close.
Yeah. Like, that is dope, dude. Could you imagine that?
You would see it, dude. You would see this fucking thing flying
through.
Maybe you wouldn't. I mean, you would see the comet tail. I guess you would have to, right?
Yeah. If it's flying between the Earth and the moon, that would be insane.
Apophis. Comet or asteroid? What is it? Near Earth asteroid. An asteroid, not a comet. So you wouldn't see the tail. So it's just a straight chunk of rock. No ice. Just lead, iron, whatever they're made of, something devastating. Passing within 32,000 kilometers of the surface of Earth. 32,000 kilometers.
Ooh. How far is the moon?
400,000 or something.
That's close, dude.
This asteroid's not as big as I thought. This was a killer. It's only 375 meters.
I bet it is a killer if it hit.
Why? Well, it's not a direct hit. Yeah, but it's not. I don't think it would be considered a global killer, but it'll be a regional killer.
Yeah, but I think the effects would probably be widespread. It would probably fucking blot out the sun for a while.
Apophis comet end life? Does not threaten life.
Oh. Fuck it then. Why are we talking about it? I only want to talk about the killers.
How big was the one that killed the dinosaurs? The dinosaur comet, meteor, whatever it was. It was between 10 and 15 kilometers, they think.
Well, that's a big.
So that's a big chunk of rock.
Yeah, it's a big.
That's a Mount Everest sized chunk of rock flying.
Yes. Yeah, it's a big. That's big.
A little different. But still, imagine that it hit though and it just wiped out LA County or something. Like that's what it would do.
I remember seeing, I don't know if it was on Discovery during like Dinosaur Week or whatever,
but
I remember seeing like a documentary, and it was saying that like that asteroid impact would have hit so hard that it ejected like a shit ton of like Earth's like debris back into space.
Right.
And then over time, like as the Earth's spinning stuff, it pulled all that debris that was floating in space back to Earth, and it just rained hellfire fucking all over the planet.
Brutal.
From that thing. And I was like, I remember watching this documentary be like, this just like glass and molten shit just like constantly raining down on Earth everywhere. Like, oh, that would suck.
Just lighting the whole Earth on fire. It's getting smashed by like micrometeorites.
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah, we're just a little fragile little ball of garbage. And then you got well, first you have all these interstellar stuff. And then
why don't we have a ring? The Bandito's asking, why don't we have a ring if we get smacked that good?
A ring?
Yeah, like Jupiter.
Oh, because we probably don't have enough gravity to hold stuff like that. Flies out or hits the moon probably.
Oh, the moon just collects it.
Yeah, maybe. It's a good question though. I don't know. Why do some planets form rings? Yeah. Only the big ones though.
Listen, I think Bandito just turned me on to big asteroid. There was no impact. This is all fake.
Why do planets get rings? We're on a science lesson here. Planets form rings by a process of disruption. Moons or other objects such as comets or asteroids are torn apart by the tidal forces when they get too close to the planet's Roche limit, and are shattered by a collision. The debris then spreads out to form a ring system. The rings can also form from material ejected from moons due to impact or cryovolcanism. And so I think we're just too small for a fucking ring, sounds like.
Yeah. Neptune's got a ring.
Yeah, but they didn't see it for really till like the 80s or something. It took a long time.
Maybe we do have a ring.
We have a second moon.
What?
Yeah, Earth has a second moon. It's tiny. Earth's second moon. I can't remember. I'll have to look it up.
Get the fuck out of
Earth's
here.
Earth's second moon refers to the asteroid 2024 PT5, which was temporarily captured. It's gone now.
We had two moons for a little while. I didn't even know.
Late September 24 until November 2024.
Shit. For a month.
I thought we had it for a while, but no, it's gone now, I guess.
We just did a loop around and then fucking launched back into space.
We just weren't quite big enough to capture it, which makes you wonder how the fuck we have the moon such a big moon.
Yeah.
That's
tidal lock.
Dude, that's one of perfect the mysteries balance of the universe. It doesn't make any sense. It's way too big. Somehow
it's a huge moon for us. Perfectly not moving.
I think it's the biggest moon to planet ratio we've ever seen.
How many other moons are tidal locked like this?
I think just Mars.
Just Mars? Interesting.
Science experiment Mars continues.
We may have had life on Mars too, and that's the only one with a tidal locked moon. Interesting.
How many moons we have are a tidal trash locked? Ring?
Starlink.
Oh, wait, we're dumb. All major moons in the solar system are tidally locked.
Oh, yeah.
Enough to be round, I guess. But why? It doesn't mean that our moon is way too big for our planet size.
No, I would.
It's like, what is it, 1/6 the size or 1/5 the size or something?
Yeah, it's huge.
Doesn't make sense. Because they think the moon formed, there used to be another planet, like call it Theta or something, that collided with Earth. So they say, if you believe it or not, a lot of the moon rocks are the same rocks, date to the same time on Earth, and the moon rocks are like the same rock. So they think planets smashed into each other, created that gigantic Pacific like void.
Yeah.
It's like a huge, like half the planet's like caved in kind of.
Yeah.
And then the remnants of that planet spun out and formed the moon.
Well, that makes sense.
But why didn't they one planet?
Yeah.
Like why did we not pull that right in?
Isn't the moon, I could be completely wrong.
We probably
isn't it slowly actually drifting away?
Oh, I think you're right about that actually.
I think over time, eons and eons, I think we will eventually lose the moon. And it'll just drift off. It's
drifting away at 1.5 inches per year.
Oh, that's it?
Lunar recession.
How do you even measure that? Get real.
I'll tell you how you measure it. With the reflector on the moon from the moon landings.
That's late. Fake. Fake.
Yeah. 1.5 inches. But I'm sure as time goes on, that's going to increase. Like the, you know, 1.5 inches is nothing, but over a million years, you know, that's
push. And I wonder if at a, like if that gets to a tipping point too.
That's what I
you
mean.
You know what I mean? Where it's like, not a million years, but like as soon as it gets to a certain point, it actually
speeds up
leaving.
I would imagine.
Right? Because there's less of a grip on it.
Well, that's another question. Then how close was the moon, like dinosaur time? 60, what's that? 65 million times an inch?
Dude, so you're telling me right now I can go out with my green laser pointer and a telescope and fucking bounce that bad boy off the moon?
You can't, no.
Why not?
I don't think your laser pointer gets past like 1 kilometer up in the sky.
Dude, those green ones? Have you seen how far those go?
Do you have one of those green ones?
Yeah.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I had it from Thailand.
Do you think you could hit the moon with your green laser?
I'm just saying that sucker fucking goes.
There, I mean, you can like...
Does it stop? Does that laser just, the light just stops traveling?
Well, light does stop traveling unless you have something as bright as the fucking sun or something.
Oh, really? I thought like when I shot a laser up in the sky, fucking, it was just shooting green laser into space.
Well, I mean, I guess if you're in space and you had like a massive telescope and you could like zoom in where the laser was, you could see it.
So you're telling me that people you know where they laser pointer the helicopters? They're not doing that with the ISS, I guess.
I don't think so. Unless you're in the ISS and you have like a giant telescope looking back down towards the laser, then you could probably get enough light to see it, I would imagine. That's a good question. Is there any private people that can bounce the laser off the moon and find the distance?
Yeah.
Is that just universities and some other... Well, it's not even real, so we've already talked about that. We didn't get any calls today, but we did get a text about Tyler Robertson was raised Mormon. So poor Mormons have another thing to deal with here, because there's also been some other stuff, right? Wasn't that one guy got the president of the church died? Didn't he get shot or something?
Which one's the Mormon ones? Is that the one where John Smith? Is that one? No, is that Jehovah's Witness? Can't remember. Mormons are the
Book
yeah,
of Mormon
Mormons
is like a
John
relatively
Smith.
New religion, is it not?
Yeah, that's the John Smith one, right? John Smith, Mormon. Yeah.
Mormons believe that Jesus paid for the sins of the world and that all people can be saved through his atonement. Isn't that like what most Christianity believes in?
Yeah. I
don't know. Can we read more of this? He said, here's an interesting tidbit about the Mormon shooting in Michigan. A few years ago, church came out and told members to not carry at church. So don't bring your gun to church, I guess. I think a lot of members are going to ignore that guideline. I know quite a few that have said they're going to, no matter what, the stance of the church. So you bring guns to church? Isn't that against God? I don't know. There's no nothing. Yeah. There was no guns when the Bible was written, so that's probably not in there. So bring your sword to church and they have to like leave it outside? Or it's a good question, actually. People used to carry like fucking like daggers and stuff instead of guns.
Oh yeah.
Everyone just thing about a dagger though is I know you got one. Probably. Unless you got a little boot dagger or something. But if you're like carrying a little short sword, I know you got one. I'm gonna stay 6 feet away from you. Just in case.
Dude, you can do so much damage with a knife though too. Like it's no better. If someone wanted to go in a crowded spot, like
no, but you have to be able to reach. Dude, like, you got to reach.
That's what happens. That's what happens in the UK all the time, right? They're like have the slash proof clothes.
Yeah.
Did you see that guy? Okay, I knew it happened. People were popping off on Discord. A couple people from the UK going back and forth, and I was like, dude, I watched a news report here about that guy in the UK who got 20 months for inciting violence. He posted a Facebook post that got 6 likes, saying he's like
20 months
in prison.
What violence did he incite?
Inciting hate speech and the judgment. It was hate speech and inciting violence. But yeah, it was like there was already a riot going on. And there was like a 2-day immigration riots in the UK and London. And he was like, he made a comment and been like, he had a broken leg, so he couldn't go anywhere. But he was like,
he wanted to get in on the action.
Yeah, he's like, we should go at 5 or whatever and burn down that Britannia hotel, like 5 bell boys, who's with me kind of thing. And 6 people liked it. And he got 20 months in prison.
Dude.
And I was like, whoa. I was like, dude, let me tell you, let me break it down for you. People in UK and Canada, your sex offenders aren't getting that much time.
No. Like, if time at all.
The child sex offenders aren't getting that much time. Rarely. And I was like, this guy got 6 likes? I was like, that's insane.
Like, we're not quite at the thought police yet, but we're getting close.
We're getting there.
Like, I mean, you should be smart about that and not say that in general. But
yeah,
you didn't
actually
do anything.
I know. Well, it's a Manson thing, right? Like, you're getting on a Manson thing, right? Like, if this guy had a following, if this guy was an influencer and he had 100,000 people that followed him, I would say he would have to speak with more, you know, be a little more careful with what he said. To incite, but because like, yeah, you
especially
have this,
if you actually did incite the violence, someone went and did that.
Yes. And then you're in trouble. Sure. But like, you're just a fucking dummy. Like, listen, anyone can jump on a rant and rave page. And I guarantee you've seen calls for inciting violence on your local rant and rave page that gets like 2 likes and probably 45 fucking angry comments going back and forth.
It's like that type of comment. Even reach and take the time of police services to come and get you.
That's what I was curious about.
Like, where does the someone just like one person like, I don't like what this guy said. They call up the cop shop and they're like, hey, this guy's made a comment on Facebook, and they go, we'll be right there.
Yeah, we'll be right there. Where, which one, share it with us?
Right? Like, I don't understand. Inciting violence is a crime, sure, but just saying we should go burn that down. You shouldn't say that.
Yeah.
You can think it if you want, I guess.
Yeah. But it's like at the same time, it's like kind of a slippery slope. It's like, shouldn't the onus be on the platforms to, if like, because these are private companies, again, they have like, yes, the state says free speech, whatever, you know, a lot of other places don't, not the companies. So like, you know, shouldn't they be the ones moderating this kind of shit?
Can't moderate at all. That's the problem.
Well, I know, but
except
then it's
you
like,
can flag people for fake news about peanut butter and ruin their whole life.
That's a fucking right. We're gonna crack down on that. But like, to me, it's just such a weird, slippery slope that we're. I thought we were kind of pulling back from that a little bit, but
I read a stat. I don't know if it's real because I don't believe anything anymore.
No, it's UK impossible. You can't
holds the record for most imprisonments due to online comments more than China, Russia, Saudi Arabia, all these fucking places.
I'll tell you why I don't believe that. I don't believe that because these other countries just don't tell you. You just go missing.
A lot of those countries I don't even think have
like Russia,
Facebook and stuff.
Like Russia, if you make a comment against Putin,
gulag.
I guarantee you, you're just
gone.
Like, speaking of Saudi Arabia, did you see that there was a fucking... did you see that there was a, I couldn't believe it. There's a, I thought it was a joke. Like, I thought it was a legit like meme at first. There was like a Riyadh comedy festival.
Oh, didn't like Bill Burr and stuff go and shit?
Dude, all like the biggest comedians, which is so funny because I'm like, I'm so glad I never have to listen to another one of those comedians fucking take a political stance ever again in my life. Because I'm like, you went to fucking make jokes in Saudi Arabia and I guarantee you they gave you rules and paid you a boatload of money. Like, you have no morals. You have zero ground to stand on. That being said, if there's a podcast festival,
they're
booking and giving life-changing money, we are in.
It's like the Saudis and stuff funding the Live Golf, right?
Yeah.
Every event they host loses like $80 million. Some crazy amount of money. And there's
same with the boxing event.
This is fun for us. We love this. And they just put these, they don't give a fuck. They have so much money. They don't care.
Aren't, okay, isn't that like, were they not like being like death to the West? Kind of, death to the West kind of people back in the day?
I don't really know. It's always been like Iran and stuff. I don't know about.
But weren't they funding the terrorists?
Probably. Depends who you ask.
Yeah. Because I was like, all of a sudden it just seems like but
who was really funding
into,
the
like,
terrorists if it was them and maybe government themselves, you know, like there's a lot of interconnected money going on there.
Because, yeah, it was such a weird thing to see. And I was like, yeah, Bill Burr. I was like, Bill Burr went. I was like, I thought for sure he'd be one of the people to be like, I'm not going.
Like, I didn't hear their sets. I don't know what they spoke about, but like. Not everything's on the table over there. There's no way.
That's blood money, baby.
here we are in Canada, you know, doing everything in our power to cripple our own economy in the pursuit of green energy. And here are these trillionaire kings of Saudi who don't give a fuck. And we're like, awesome. You know?
Or China. I remember saying it's like we don't offset China at all.
I think the stat is something crazy. Like in the entire pursuit of the green transition, which to a point I think is all good, try our best, whatever. But all the shit we've saved, like all the emissions we've saved is like something crazy, like 40 minutes of China's emissions. Mainly because no one really lives here.
Yeah.
So all the stuff we've done to get away from green energy, all these other countries go,
I'm so glad
we're never doing that.
Honestly, every single time I fucking tuck all my groceries under my arms.
Save that bag.
And I know that I'm like, thank God I'm saving a plastic bag from ending up in the ocean.
Wait, no. Then you get home and then you proceed to unwrap everything you bought, which is wrapped in plastic. And you went, oh, fuck.
And then we ship that back to the Philippines where they just throw it in the ocean.
Yeah, we recycle. We either burn it, put it in the landfill, or put it in a sea can and send it to Indonesia or wherever, and then they dump it in the ocean. You go.
Yeah, they're like, we're going to outsource our recycling. Dude,
if you haven't, we're going to wrap this up pretty soon, but if you haven't, there's a bunch of people who have put like air tags and other stuff on like garbage and recycling, and they're like, it went to sea.
Yeah, it all goes to sea, baby.
Like, what are we doing?
In Canada. And we're like, we're the fucking biggest. Dude, there was the biggest one you can look up.
Our cities are clean. Google. We just ship it somewhere else.
If you Google like Canadian sea cans leaking trash in the Philippines, there was like a diplomatic like issue between us and the Philippines that all these fucking sea cans that were supposed to be filled with recycling for them to sort showed up and it was just fucking trash. Leaking out, and they were like, well, this is supposed to be recycling, and it's just trash. And our government went,
it's your trash now.
And then it just sat there, like,
this
leaking
is your trash.
Into their
this
ports,
is totally your
into
trash.
Their oceans for months and months and months. It might still be there. They might still be squabbling about this fucking hot sea cans of trash. It's wild.
Dude, we are living in bizarro world where nothing that anyone says is actually happening. Nothing.
Dude, and now we got AI apps going on. It like the world is about to be unrecognizable.
Dude, even in 2 years, the AI stuff has just like transformed. People don't even know how to like think for themselves now. They have to ask ChatGPT.
Our poor parents, and if you have grandparents living, just hold them close because
it's about to get rough.
I was like, I've been already getting fucking AI videos sent to me being like, oh, did you see this? And I'm like, Mom. Come on, this is not real.
There's a fucking alien spaceship holding King Kong.
I cannot, yeah, it's going to be wild.
It's unbelievable. Nothing's real.
Anyways, nothing's real. We are living in a simulation, and the simulation is just now starting to eat itself is what's happening.
It's running out of compute cycles, and it's just starting to break down.
Yeah, the simulation is now simulating the simulation. It's eating itself. We're in a fucking giant AI loop.
Yeah, it's fucking wild. Good for podcasting, though.
Yeah, we're theorizing. Listen, you can find us on Patreon, on our socials, wherever you get us. We got tons of bonus stuff. Probably have the best Patreon of any podcast you've ever listened to. So if you're listening to this for the first time, I'm talking hundreds and hundreds of hours of bonus content. So if you like what you do, you want to support us, head over to Patreon, search us up. Do we have any new supporters?
We are going to start reading them on these, on the Unhinged. We're going to read supporters on Unhinged. I don't have them right now. We just made the switch.
And our five stars. Thank you to everyone who gave us five star reviews.
Some beauties.
Came out some beauties. Tons. Hundreds on Spotify. Hit them up on Apple. They're still, it takes a while to go through.
I think I seen 80 on there. So
nice.
I did see 80.
That's good.
I think they're starting to pop through. We used to do some, read some reviews. We might bring that back. We'll definitely read some supporters. All the links are in the link tree. We'll put it in the podcast description, socials, website, all the good stuff. Yeah. Okay. We'll be back hopefully with a full crew next round.
And add us on WhatsApp, 1236-970-8505. Listen, hey, you got a thought, you got a question. You were like, hey, you know what? This is weird. You can send it. Send us a text. You can send us a voice note. We'll read it on the show in Unhinged if you don't want to call in, if you're listening to this after the fact. That line is open 24/7. So you can call, leave a voicemail. Zell's not going to answer it outside of Monday nights.
Nope.
But you can leave voice memos. You can send, all your memes, text messages. Send them to us. Maybe we'll hit it on the show. Just so you know, throw your name on there. Let us know if you want it read or not.
Or we'll make up your name.
Yeah.
Or we'll just dox you by accident, and that's not our fault.
Yeah.
Anyways, that was fun. I love Unhinged.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. And we're going to, when there's can't be all four of us, it's going to be fucking Unhinged all the time.
Unhinged.
All right. Peace, everybody.
Peace.
If you are a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.